Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Leadership is a posture of responsibility. It's placed to carry things, to assist others carrying their things, and to assign various carryings that ensure everyone appropriately shares the load. The future is now here, and front and center is the clarion call for leadership to own their responsibility. First and foremost, are you leading? Are you inviting the community to speak into both large and small decisions confronting your business? Are you giving the community a voice into their future? Authentic leaders don't fear the invitation of such voices. Actually, they welcome the collaborative input and use it to reinforce the resilient power of interdependence. Secondly, are you listening? Much is being said these days, some viable and verifiable, while other noise is baseless spouting, seeking some aberrant promotion or the diminishment of others. In your listening, are you discerning truth from error, clarity from foggy abeyance, insight from input? Thirdly, are you leveraging your assets to their most effective use? We have far more than we often recognize, not paying attention to the less noticed assets in our inventory of value. The witty self-promoter cranking out pithy PowerPoints and alliterated formulas gets most of the attention. Yet it's more often than not that it's the quiet, thoughtful, and somewhat withdrawn professional who brings the necessary insight that's a game changer. Are you paying attention to these assets? Lastly, are you leaving behind the ineffective, diminishing return-oriented, unhealthy ways and means that have held you back for far too long? Is the vision for the future clear, and are you clearly articulating both vision and purpose across your organization? Clinging to former paradigms and patterns when the world has dramatically altered undermines any intentional vision and purpose you might be broadcasting. Oh, and here's a note about broadcasting. Broadcasting and communicating are two very different things. When we broadcast a message, it's transmitted to an audience, known and unknown. When we communicate with an audience, it's an engagement, an interaction specific to that audience. It's the difference between doing something to and doing something with. It's the difference between a static and dynamic exchange. Authentic leadership is in short supply, and yet it's not that difficult to become such a leader. It begins and ends with a proper sense of self, a heart acknowledgement of the necessity of interdependence, and the ever-conscious awareness through curiosity. These are beginnings. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.